All right, Gorilla Banter Podcast, Wednesday Rant. As always, it is I, Brock Washington. If you want to build a ship, don't drum up people to collect wood, and don't assign the task and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, depending on where you come from. Traveled the world several times. Also seemed to have a little knack for knowing how to get people to do what he was needing done. Today I'm going to talk to you about leadership of the Y generation, Generation Y. And I use that in a slightly punny way. I can do that. I'm a dad. I'm a 30-year-old. I'm caught in between the baby boomer and the millennial. Some people will say I'm a millennial. And so I see the dichotomy and the ever-increasing tension line between the way each generation functions. I'm just going to give my opinion on this. And that I think one of the things people need to understand is that the millennial, by and large, wants happiness in the workplace. I'm going somewhere with this. Around 65 to 75% say happiness in the workplace is actually what will inspire them and what they want most out of the workplace. That's actually the pay, because all pay sucks everywhere for them, right? Understand that the younger generation is always feeling crunched throughout life. Understand that most of their friendships are forged, made, and carry on through life inside of the workplace, because they don't have time for anything else. Their family, school, it all crushes down, and that's the only place they have it. So, hostile work environments, or the ultra-competitive work environment, does not work inside of the constraint of what most millennial and Generation Y people want. Which is why they ask so many questions. Which is why they want to know about everything for every task. Instead of the, just do it because I said so and I'm the boss. It doesn't work. Because it does not apply to the function of the situation. I know this isn't a popular opinion. But go back to the quote. Teach someone that they want your goal. So, how can we maintain happiness, maintain high production levels? Having a goal. Having a goal that everyone shares. And goals can only exist when the end state is presented clearly. When everyone can be on board for that goal. When everyone is in the same boat, rowing the same direction. That means sometimes you're going to have to clearly state your end state, your vision for the goal, in multiple myriad ways. You're going to have to repeat yourself, because this person don't get it when it's stated this way, and this person don't get it when it's stated that way. You're going to have to break it down to some, and you're going to have to paint the picture for the others. Now, sometimes that picture's with a crayon. Sometimes it's with an elegant brush. But some people only understand stick figures. And that's not because they're dumb. It's just the way they see the world. Other people only understand it when spoken to them. Some people like flowcharts. Some people want a pretty little video. You, as the leader, one of your main goals nowadays is to make sure that everyone understands where we're going with this little ship. What we're trying to accomplish inside the workplace. Because if you sit someone down, especially of Generation Y, and you say, every day, this is the things that I want you to do. Check, 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 check. They'll do them. But if you explain to him, or her, why it's being done, you explain to him or her what the end goal is for, where we're going with this, and you can do this all the way down to why you clean the toilets. I want you to clean the toilets at this time, and this time, because according to our production scales, this is the lowest dip. However, I want clean toilets because right before this, or right after this, it's going to pick back up in business. And we've also noticed that people buy more when there's a happy bathroom, when there's a clean bathroom. So I need you on board to do this so that we can all make more money. When we make more money, we can take breaks. You know, whenever we have more money, I can maybe hire some people to help with this short staff and this crunch that you're feeling. So cleaning this bathroom, I know it feels like a chore, but please understand that I have a reason for it. Be the transparent leader. Be the leader that inspires. Be the one that forges ahead. Be the one who's willing to repeat themselves. Because they who repeat themselves also learn another valuable lesson in leadership. And that's how to state your plan out loud. Just putting your thought pen to paper, thought to voice. It works wonders for you who are exercising the muscle of leadership. If you want to build a ship, don't drum up people to collect wood, and don't assign the task and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. Don't be afraid to draw yourself a clear picture of all the goals. Griller Banner Podcast, Wednesday Rants. Stay strong, my simians.